Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Or that's why you get the word pediatrician.
Right.
You know, in Greek.
Right.
Paideia, you know, children.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you get it.
Right.
So I believe, you know, so then King James Version is right in translating it that way.
Okay.
Now, there are instances, like what we talked about last week,
mm-hmm.
where King James, to show you that it's not perfect, just like all translations, right?
Mm-hmm.
All
translations. Well, I wouldn't say that, but that's your comment. Yes, I wouldn't say that.
All translations have imperfections because they are translated by human beings.
Moved by God.
In other words,
God has promised to preserve His word.
Yes.
So it doesn't matter how imperfect we are.
In the reading of
He is the
what I'm saying.
Yeah, finish what you're saying. But I just want to help you out here.
Right.
You're imperfect, right?
Right?
But God can use you to do great and mighty things. That's what we're saying.
Let me finish. Don't cut me off.
Cut you off. But if you're going astray, I'm gonna have to pull you back.
No, I'm saying that all translations have imperfections.
Correct. I would say all translations without God inspired has problems.
No. There's no inspired translation.
Well, that's where we would disagree, friend. That's 100% where we would disagree. Because I believe God's word.
The Bible doesn't say that there is a translation that's inspired. The only inspired and perfect is the original text.
Okay.
Not the translation. That's why all translators must go to the original text.
Correct.
So when we talk about authenticity, it's not the translation that we look for.
Okay.
We look for the original text, which means Hebrew and Greek. And that's the reason why when I went to seminary, in order to understand the Word of God, I had to learn the authentic Word of God, which is not English.
That's right. It's not English. We understand it was translated from Hebrew and Greek to English.
Go to the original text. And so what I'm hearing from you is that King James is somewhat above every other translation. But in fact, it is also a translation. So we have to be diligent in studying the Word of God. And if you want to be really serious,
yes,
go beyond King James Bible.
So we have to study, right?
Yeah, we have to study.
But other ones won't tell us that, right?
Go beyond King James Bible.
Right, exactly.
To the Greek and Hebrew, is that the authentic Word of God.
Gotcha. Thank you. That is great. I mean, we needed to hear that because he's right. He's telling us to study just like the Bible told us to study. And as you said, the other translation, when they translated it from those other languages, didn't tell you to study. Now, as I said here, we were talking about English speaking. And what we're saying is as they translated it from those different languages, they lost it, is what we're saying. And they kind of got us away from God's Word. I would 100% disagree that God's Word is not inspired in the King James Bible. And we'll talk about how it isn't inspired, how God took 47 to 54 men and moved, and it's changed the course of time, over 400 years. And as you talked about the different languages, Hebrews and Greek, you didn't get to what they're talking about. Source. I'm talking about the Textus Receptus because there's different camps. Because there's a Antioch path, and then there's an Alexandrian path. And the Alexandrian path, from my studies, is not good. And those are what the new versions are talking about. And we'll pick this up next time because we're going to continue that. And what we'll talk about next week is why I believe the King James Bible is the inspired, inerrant Word of God. Anybody else? We'll open this up to the floor to anybody. Anybody else? Okay.
Well, I was going back to this scripture here, 1 Corinthians 1:10.
Yes.
Because if you look at the New King James, NIV, the English Standard Version, and all this, they're saying our being safe.
Mm-hmm.
But the King James does hit the nail on the head, because we are saved at the moment we accept Christ as our Savior. This,
I'm telling you, if you ever...
What's happening after that is you're working towards sanctification.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.